This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, November 25th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. United Cerebral Palsy of Arkansas has offices in Fayetteville, Harrison, Fort Smith, and Russellville. United Cerebral Palsy supports life without limits for people with disabilities and advocates for their inclusion in community life. More information is available at ucpark.org or by calling 966-4322. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, a look back at the second wave of feminism in politics, the new face of the voter ID law, and Roby Brock tells us Tyson has been doing chicken right in his talk business update. Plus, the use of insects in music. It doesn't happen often. But first, Walmart will soon have a new president at the helm as the retail giant this morning announced its next chief executive officer. Doug McMillon will succeed current CEO Mike Duke in February. McMillon was also elected to the Walmart Board of Directors effective immediately. Duke will continue serving as chairman of the executive committee of the board, and he will also stay on as an advisor to McMillon for 1 year. McMillon will assume the role as CEO after having served as CEO of Walmart's international division since 2009. And before that, he was the president of Sam's Club for 3 years. His career at Walmart began in 1984 as a summer associate at a Walmart distribution center. Mike Duke has been president and CEO of the retail giant since 2009 and has been with the company since 1995. In other Walmart news, the company announced late Friday that its board of directors has appointed a new member to the board. Pamela Craig, the retired chief financial officer of Accenture, was appointed the 15th member of the board. She will also serve as a member of the company's audit committee. According to the CityWire, Craig has extensive experience in finance, technology, and operations from her time at Accenture, a global management, consulting, technology services, and outsourcing company, where she served as CFO from October 2006 until this past July. After the Arkansas legislature passed a law earlier this year creating a new office of the Medicaid Inspector General, the agency has been setting up operations and has recently created a new website. Director Jay Hsu says the new website will provide a chance for anyone to report any suspected waste, fraud, or abuse. He says that the information will lead his staff to investigate.
Some instance of that may be that they see something in the community that they think has to do with Medicaid, and they think it may be fraudulent or wasteful or an abuse of taxpayer dollars, and they can fill out very minimal information so that we can start an investigation and look into what it is that their concern is.
Hsu says most of the employees in the independent agency were inherited from the Department of Human Services Program Integrity Unit. He says the new site will include a hotline where callers can choose to remain anonymous. He says his staff will investigate any plausible cases of fraud.
Some instance of that may be that they see something in the community that they think has to do with Medicaid, and they think it may be fraudulent or wasteful or an abuse of taxpayer dollars, and they can fill out very minimal information so that we can start an investigation and look into what it is that their concern is.
An annual report by the agency shows that since the fiscal year began in July, the agency has reviewed 136 cases. The Department of Human Services Program Integrity Unit, which handled reports before the independent office was created, reviewed 556 cases last year. The primary major in the Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville is getting a name change. The Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences at the U of A announced today that the college's crop management major is being renamed to Crop Science. The name change is meant to reflect the increased emphasis on science and agriculture, particularly the increased reliance on work done at the molecular, genetic, and physiological levels. According to the department, the crop science major focuses on issues dealing with all facets of crop production, particularly to Arkansas crops such as soybeans, rice, cotton, and wheat, as well as pasture grasses. A section of Nettleship Street west of Razorback Road in Fayetteville will be closed this week while contractors relocate water and sewer mains. The utility relocation is in preparation of the future widening of South Razorback Road. Detour signs are in place, and the closure will potentially be in place through Friday. Also starting today, portions of Sang Avenue and Halsell Road in Fayetteville will be closed to through traffic as crews begin construction of new sidewalks and improvements to curbing, guttering, and storm drainage systems. Between the work hours of 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., Sang Avenue will be closed from Cleveland Street to Halsell Road, and Halsell Road will be closed from Sang to Cross Avenue. The work is expected to extend into spring of next year. And continued construction of the 71B flyover will slow traffic in North Fayetteville today and tomorrow. The eastbound shoulder of the Fulbright Expressway will be closed continuously through Tuesday to allow for bridge overhang decking to be installed. In addition, one southbound travel lane and shoulder of College Avenue will be closed between 8 o'clock tonight and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Willie Nelson's concert at Walton Arts Center, scheduled for tomorrow evening, has been postponed. This weekend, a bus with members of the singer's band was involved in a crash in inclement weather. One band member suffered a broken hip in the accident. The tour has postponed the rest of the dates for November, including the stop in Fayetteville. No makeup date has been announced. This evening's forecast calls for a 30% chance of precipitation with sleet possible before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle until 1 a.m. Overnight low of 24 in northwest Arkansas and 30 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy through mid-morning with a gradual clearing in northwest Arkansas. Mostly sunny in the Arkansas River Valley with highs from 42 to 46. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 15 in northwest Arkansas to 21 in the Arkansas River Valley.